On May 25th, Wimberley residents woke up to rain, lots of rain. It had been raining for several days. The Blanco River was a rushing torrent, overflowing its banks. People and property would soon be swept away. The memories continue to stir painful emotions as Wimberley residents remember that day. City librarian Carol Wilson decided their stories should be preserved.
We put out the word that we were interested in talking to people who had experience during the flood, and we now have almost 100 stories, interviews that we've done.
Wilson has captured the stories of flood survivors on audio and is transcribing the recollections for a book. The details are both heart-wrenching and humorous. 91-year-old Dodie Spencer remembers standing in her second-story loft as floodwaters reached her. She heard rescue crews on her roof.
So this guy with the flashlight came up there and started knocking the window out. And so he got through the window and he said, "Come on, great big guy from San Antonio EMS." And then he said, "Come on and hold my hand." And I finally did. And he just made me come to that window.
The rescue team pulled Spencer onto the roof and into a Swiftwater boat that was waiting. In his interview, Wimberley Fire Chief Carol Seco says he quickly knew this would be the worst flood the town has ever seen.
You know, some of the calls coming back from us saying, "Hey, you know, we ain't ever seen water this tall." And that's when you start worrying. You know, that's when you get the powers to be to call reverse 911 and say, "Hey, you know, tell everybody get the hell out of there."
Seco says it wasn't long after that Wimberley had become an island surrounded by floodwaters, making it difficult for state and neighboring rescue crews to deliver assistance. A total of 9 people from Wimberley died. Wimberley residents also remember some strangely funny moments. As floodwaters filled their home, Bill and Kathleen Klein escaped to the safety of their attic. They were wet and cold and willing to put on anything dry.
We've been up there about 2 hours.
And finally she said, "Wait a minute, we've got some Christmas stuff." So we had these Mr. and Ms. Santa Claus suits that we used to wear to
our grandchildren.
To scare our grandkids or whatever. And so we put those on. And
it was so warm. We had the long johns with them. We weren't even thinking about it. It was warm clothes.
When the emergency crews reached the Kleins, they reported that they had indeed saved Santa and Mrs. Claus. Writer Carol Wilson says, sadly, not all of the stories have a happy ending.
On the other end, you've got the tragic death of so many people with one family, and a remarkable story of a woman who's lived on the Blanco with her husband. They got out of their house, they were holding on to the roof, and he just kind of drifted away. And her attitude was, you know, it was time for him to go. And it was not time for me to go.
Wilson says that Wimberley lost a lot that day. But the book also tells the story of people who pulled together, offering help and comfort to their neighbors. Today, the waterline in Wimberley has receded and the river moves more slowly. Wilson says he hopes the collection of stories will help those still struggling with loss to heal.
They read the stories. They understand that they're not by themselves, that there's a whole lot of people out there who went through very similar things and increasingly are able to look back and say, "Wow, you know, we made it through. We're probably better off for it in a certain way."
The book, Wimberley, An Epic Flood, Test a Small Town's Strength, is expected to be released in the spring, just before the anniversary of the Memorial Day flooding. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.